So in our first reading today, we did something that is typical. It's a human action. And we've all done it. And that was, we judged by appearances. Exactly the same as the Pharisees did. In the first reading, Samuel is sent to anoint the chosen one, the one God had chosen. And typically, he believed that the person he was going to anoint would be big and strong and handsome. Yet the person he was told to anoint by God is in fact the least of the least. He was out looking after the sheep in the fields and wasn't considered worthy to even be invited to a meal. The one person that Jesus wanted them to invite was so unimportant. But it's a lesson we all need to recall in our own lives. God looks into our hearts, not at our appearances. Obviously, it's difficult for us to look into someone's heart. But we should learn not to judge things that aren't ours to judge. To stop making judgments on other people. St. Paul in the second reading says, he tells us that we were once in darkness. And it's hard to imagine being in darkness on this bright sunny day. And he says, Christ will give you the light. And we repeat this in baptism celebration when we say, the child will always now walk in the light of Christ. A person with 20/20 vision cannot see in the dark. But also, a blind man cannot see in brilliant light. So this is the light that he's talking about, the light of Christ and the spiritual openness that we have to make ourselves do. Jesus allowed the blind to see. And once his eyes was open, the man worshipped God. We recognized our Lord and we worship him. However, it's easy for us to fall into the trap of just going through the motions. And this is why St. Paul tells us we are now light in the Lord. And we must live as children of the light through living good lives, righteous lives, and believing in truths. Do not take any part in falsehoods. Make sure that the statements you make are factual, not made up just for the situation. And this is what the Pharisees did. They made judgments about the blind man. This man, they say of Jesus, is not from God. And that he was a sinner. But we know that is not true. So based solely on the externals, the religious leaders at that time judged our Lord and the blind man. One of the sad things is by doing that, they have lost their chance of salvation. Because they didn't recognize Jesus as the Messiah, as we do. I suppose what is more fascinating is that when Jesus caught up with the man who he had opened his eyes, Jesus asks the man, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And that's an extract from the prophet Daniel, who had a vision of one Son of Man being presented to God the Most High and being given power and dominion over things. But the further fascinating issue was that he says he came into the world to judge, so that those who might not see will have their eyes opened. The people who judged our Lord were blind to the truth. So our Lord judges those who are judged. Both physically and spiritually. Those who do not judge him. A practical, very simple prayer that we can all say is, "Lord, that I may see." It's a short prayer. But when it comes from the depths of one's heart, it has so much meaning. "Lord, that I may see." Few words mean so much. But how many of you remember the story of Bartimaeus? Bartimaeus was passing by and determined to get a glimpse of Jesus. But the people around him tried to shut him up, to stop him shouting for the Lord to come and heal him. To another man, Jesus asked a pointed question, looking at his blindness, and just said, "Do you want to be healed?" Let the Lord ask us that question also. Do we want to be healed? Especially in this Lenten tide. The main thing that we can do for others is not to give them money, although sometimes that is needed. But the main thing we can do for others is to reveal to them the riches they have already. It's good to affirm others and make them feel both loved and worthwhile. Many people have grown up with poor self-image, and they just cannot see the goodness in themselves. This is another form of blindness. And it's blindness in others that any one of us can heal. The most certain proof is that the Spirit of God lives in us all of us. And if you are willing to just give people the respect they deserve and to reaffirm to them that they are good, to shake off the poor self image the self-image that sometimes makes them blind to their own goodness. We are opening our own eyes to Christ in his light.